A midnight reading of 49. It is 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also, Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That was a sound at Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, they are still there. Analysis continues to come into the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. ABC's Terry Moran was there.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York. The National Enquirer publisher expected back on the stand. This is ABC News. Under arrest now in Nevada, a couple accused of keeping their child in a cage.
Misty and Jeffrey Scanlon are accused of child abuse and neglect. After their children went missing for a week, a truancy officer was sent to the home and heard a child screaming. When police responded and went inside, they say they found a large enclosure in the living room with metal bars and locked doors, like a jail cell, with an 11-year-old boy inside wearing only a diaper. Police say there was feces around the house, on the floors and walls, and trash all over, and locks on the children's bedrooms. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some Ring doorbell owners will be taking part of a $5.6 million settlement. The FTC had accused Ring of violating customer privacy by sharing doorbell videos without permission. And there may be a big change coming on Southwest Airlines. It's known for flying without assigned seats. But after posting a first-quarter loss, the CEO of Southwest says it's opening the door to creating a first-class section. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones, too. Planning means of mind, a comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Hi, this is Mary Nee, and I'm a supporter of the Partners for Prevention Coalition. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? Also, did you know that 9 in 10 adults who struggle with a substance use disorder right now started using a substance in their teens? That is why, now, more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe.
This is Officer Jared Wilson from the Richland Center Police Department. Community Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is the perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications and vape cartridges. If you cannot make the drug take-back day, you can safely dispose of those medications at one of the permanent medication drop box locations located at the Viola Village Hall, Richland Center Municipal Building, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Center Pharmacy.
If you do not have access to one of these locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter in a plastic bag, mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is brought to you by Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition.
Update on sports is sponsored by Richland Hospital and Bindle Tire and Auto. High school baseball yesterday, Ithaca took two from Lafarge, 11-4 and 8-0. Waseca Steuben over North Crawford, 10-0 and 18-12. And Weston over Seneca, 9-1. It was Riverdale getting the win against Highland, 5-2 in a non-conference game. And the Richland Center baseball team with a Southwest Conference win over Dodgeville, 8-3 the final. Softball action saw Riverdale edge Southwestern in a game heard on WRCO last night, 9-8. It was Ithaca 6-1 over Lafarge and 15-5 in the nightcap. Other softball games, Kickapoo 6-4 over DeSoto and 10-4 in the nightcap. Highland 5, Judah Albany 1. Also Hillsborough 5-2 over Bangor. Prairie du Chien beat Dodgeville 14-3. And Hillsborough over Bangor 5-2 the final. In state sports from yesterday, a two-run home run by pinch hitter Gary Sanchez gave the Brewers a 7-5 win and a split of the four-game series at Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Elsewhere, the Cubs were winners against Houston 3-1. Philadelphia 5-0 over Cincinnati. Colorado 10, San Diego 9. The Dodgers 2-1 over Washington. In the American League, Minnesota 6, the White Sox 3. Kansas City 2-1 over Toronto. Cleveland 6, Boston 4. Seattle 4-3 over Texas. Oakland 3-1 over the Yankees. Orlando 121-83 over Cleveland in the NBA playoffs last night. Philadelphia 125, New York 114, Denver 112, the Lakers 105. The Bucks get back to action in the playoffs later today. That's an early afternoon, actually just a late afternoon start of around 4:30. We'll have a game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. NHL playoffs, Florida 5-3 over Tampa Bay, and Carolina beat the Islanders of New York by a score of 3-2. Kayla Williams is headed to the Windy City, aiming to become the franchise quarterback that the Bears have sought for decades. Also, the Packers took Arizona offensive tackle Jordan Morgan with the 25th pick in the first round of the 24 NFL draft.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
A daytime high of around 60 today, rain developing by midday, cloudy and blustery, southeast winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, a low of 51, southeast winds at 12 to 22. Saturday, 76 for a high, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible, south to southwest winds 15 to 25. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be heavy early Saturday night, a low of 55, and occasional showers Sunday and 67. Right now in Richland Center, following the midnight reading of 49, that also followed yesterday's high of 67 here at the studios, we're at 44 degrees. Welcome to Friday, April 26th. Lookout weekend, here we come.
Pretty face and a lonely smile. I can tell it had been a while. Like a song on a radio dial, we fell in love. She said she liked my Stetson hat, kissed my cheek and never gave it back. Somehow she made me laugh, I guess that was enough. She'll always be my cowboy junkie, that one woman that'll always love me. She holds me in all my stars. Fall asleep here
fall asleep here in the dark. Pull the gate and hold on tight. Underneath the rhinestone lights, she thanks God I'm still alive. Wipes the tear from her eye.
Tim McGraw on WRCL Radio, covering sports. Yesterday, I was getting out. And I said, "Well, what, son? Boy, this is nice. Oh, this is a nice day, nice day." And setting up and thinking, "Well, this is so much better than Tuesday." And then, as I kind of got more stationary, and I realized I'm in the shade a little bit here. It's a little cool. Maybe, just maybe, I should go back to the car and get my winter jacket. I don't normally do that, but I think, okay, all right, I'll do that. And I want to look foolish. People are walking around in short sleeves, and then some had like hooded sweatshirts on. And I'm like, oh God, I'll look foolish with my winter coat. But by the second inning, I didn't care whether I was looking foolish or not. It was cool. I don't care what anybody says. We just can't get rid of that chill in the wind here yet in the spring. And even though it was sunny and nice, and I know I'm complaining, but when you're sitting still for 2 hours, you get a little cold. So I still pack the winter coat when we're going out and about. Boy, the grass is still growing, though, isn't it? Oh, it's really growing along. And I know my first crop of dandelions is doing real well as well. So we get ready for the weekend. It looks like it could be raining on my garden party tomorrow. Tom Mueller of Mueller Implement is coming up. Here's Rick Nelson.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. One recognized me, I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da. Closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ringing a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play it guard. garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO. Tom, how you doing these days?
Well, doing good, Phil. It's been unusual weather, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Now we've got some wet spell coming in and everything else. Spring is here, grass is growing, and people have been mowing. It hasn't been growing as fast as some people thought, but I tell you what, it gets away from you in a week from now, and you're going to wonder how in the heck you're going to get through that. So one of the nice things about our company is we handle some premium lines here, Aaron's and Gravely especially. Those units are designed to basically handle high grass and cut high and have the volume to make it happen. And key to it, that is that they're well built. They're designed to last 30 years or longer. And of course, we actually back them up with a lifetime guarantee of a loaner if you're ever down. Kind of an important thing. If you believe in a product, you really should back it. And that's what we do here at Mueller Implement. And so right now we have 0% for 36 months and or 2.5% off if you don't need the financing. But it ends on the 13th of May. So it's not a forever term program. And as all programs come and go, we have to pay attention. We have 5% off rebate on all of our Aaron's products. That ends the 1st of May, so that's not a long time. And then we have the ZTX and XL series with $150 rebate right now. And then the Stealth, which is basically an HD52 designed to go 8 miles an hour. Looks like a Harley, acts like a Harley. And if you want to ride with the Harley boys, 8 miles an hour, that's how fast it'll go. So keep that in mind. That's a great product. It has aggressive tires, lights, and all kinds of gadgets on it. Stop in and see us. Or better yet, you know, you can go to our internet site, www.MuellerRental.com, or to Craigslist and punch in Mueller. You'll see our specials there. We're actually open 7:30 to 5:30 each day of the week, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. Great time for you to stop in and get a chance to ride and drive. By the way, everything's set up so you can. If you've never driven one, it's a great time to learn. And we have our self-propelled lawnmowers on hand right now, so I only have a few left. We only got four, so not trying to scare anybody, just trying to get you motivated and activated. Phil, I don't know what you do with the weather, but you seem to make things happen every week, and it's always different.
I know, and this weekend's going to be a little wet, it seems like, but as you mentioned, that's a guarantee that people are going to need Mueller Implement to your services or buy a new mower, because I think the grass is going to do real well this spring, don't you?
Yes, yes. Looks like we're going to go into the season with maybe enough rain to carry us quite a while. We don't know. Anytime we can have rain, we better take it. That's the key.
Yep.
So at Dodgeville, Wisconsin, you have a chance to come and visit us. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, the little guys, our neighbors, Farm and Fleet, they're still in business and remodeled, and they look good. So stop and see them as well. The key, though, is getting here. And when you get here, you're going to be surprised at the volume and the amount of different units we have. 29 different models as far as Gravely and Aaron's, and then we have a slew of new products that we've added to our line, along with the automower is coming for us now. We're going to have a GPS-operated lawnmower that will run around and cut your lawn, and it'll dock itself every 2 hours and go back out and keep cutting. It is really the epitome of new concepts, and it's all GPS-guided, so no wires in the ground, and it's a new product for us. We're excited about it. You'll see it working here at Mueller Implement. We'll probably be installing one here in about a week. And so when you come by and you're wondering, what the heck's that running around on his lawn? Well, that little orange piece of item is actually mowing my lawn 24/7.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun to see that. But, you know, there's so much to see in our industry, so much technology leaps and et cetera. We have better engines today. We have better products today, better hydros. The nice thing about our industry is we haven't gone cheap. We've gone just the opposite way. We're talking about quality and controlled, improved, made upon, so that it lasts you a lifetime.
Might be cheaper for me to buy a goat, though, than that automatic robo lawnmower, though, wouldn't it, or not?
Well, yeah, goats are cheaper. I realize that. But the other side of that is there's a byproduct with goats that I'm not sure I want to step on.
Have a good one there, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Tom Mueller joining us from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
When the world ends, there will be nothing to save you.
Well, hold on.
No hope, no refuge.
That's not exactly right.
WIC Buildings Lumber is 45% stronger.
Nothing will withstand your demise.
Our wood grip screws and 29-gauge steel are doing well over there.
Nothing will save you.
I don't want to tell you you're doing your job wrong, but it looks like my WIC building is doing okay.
Hey, guys! Check out that building over there.
Hey, get that building! Yeah, hurry!
No, no!
Sorry, buddy. WIC buildings are built to last.
Ah, fine. When the world ends, there will be only one building that can save you. WIC buildings, immeasurable strength.
Exceptional value.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 608-604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
We're coming up toward news time. We're assembling our top-notch team. Hank Bray is just wallered in. Contrary to popular belief, he does not stay here. That would be kind of a frightening thing to walk into in the morning. But anyway, we're moving in toward news time with Ann Wilson and Rain in the Rearview.
Tell me how much hurt can a heart take? Tell me how much wind till the walls cave? or listen to the voice that you hear when you pray. Tell me how much hurt can a heart take before it breaks. When the storm rolls in and the sky won't quit crying, and you've lost more tears than you thought you could ever lose. Oh, I swear somewhere out there the sun is somewhere shining. So drive, baby, drive, baby, drive till it shines on you. Two lanes of freedom, singing Jesus, take the wheel. Now I know what she was feeling. Oh, 'cause I feel it too. When the storm rolls in and the sky won't quit crying, and you've lost more tears than you thought you could ever lose. Oh, I swear somewhere out there the sun is somewhere shining. So drive, baby, drive, baby, drive till it shines on you. Drive till it shines on you.
Leave the rain in the rear view. I'm afraid it's something we're looking into this weekend. The possibility of later today. More about that coming up next.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs, your full-service sign company. Well, the forecast for today, cloudy and blustery, rain developing by midday, a high of 59, and southeast winds 15 to 25. Breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low low of 51. We're at 44 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Potential for some flooding in parts of Wisconsin this weekend tops the news.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Quigley says early readings show local flooding chances through Sunday.
There are still a lot of question marks in terms of how exactly the forecast is going to evolve. So we're kind of going to be monitoring trends over the next 24 to 36 hours.
Parts of southern Wisconsin could see 2 inches of rain. That could mean local flash flooding and water over roadways. Keep an eye on the forecast for any updates. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The National Drought Monitor says that for the first time in nearly a year, most of Wisconsin has normal conditions. The areas in drought shrank from 28% to 19%, while the abnormally dry parts of the state went from 75 down to 43%. The worst drought areas are far north central Wisconsin and the lower Wisconsin River Valley or south of I-90, but north of the Wisconsin River in southwestern Wisconsin. Richland and Sauk counties still in a moderate to severe drought area, according to officials. Plenty of rain is in the forecast for the weekend, which could improve those conditions. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter and Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson report the arrest of Tasha Elaine Sittig, 32, of rural Lone Rock, for offenses which began last week. On Wednesday morning, April 17th, at approximately 10, the Richland County Sheriff's Office was notified of a hit-and-run crash that occurred at the intersection of County Road C and Pine Road in the village of Yuba in Richland County. No injuries were reported. However, the striking vehicle, described as a black SUV, reportedly left the scene and was last seen traveling north on County Road H toward Vernon County. A Richland County deputy arrived at the scene of the crash and met with the victim, who reported that the SUV is being operated in a reckless manner and the crash may have been intentional. At approximately 3:30 that afternoon, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received multiple reports of a black SUV being driven recklessly in the village of Viola in both Richland and Vernon counties. One of the callers reported the vehicle drove through a barricaded portion of North Commercial Street, State Highway 131, that was under construction. The SUV, bearing the same license plate number as the hit-and-run victim reported, was located in the village of Viola, and the operator was identified as Tasha Elaine Sittig, 32, of rural Lone Rock. Sittig was taken into custody just before 4 and transported to the Richland County Jail and booked on charges of second-degree reckless homicide, endangering safety, in disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Sittig appeared in Richland County Circuit Court the following day for a bond hearing, and bail was set at $500 cash. Formal charges were filed by Richland County District Attorney Jennifer Harper. Sittig was also cited for 3 traffic infractions. On Monday, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office was notified that the operator of a black SUV had driven recklessly through the Kickapoo Area School's campus on April 1st and again on April 17th. During the investigation, video evidence and multiple witness statements were obtained. There was no school on April 1st, but students were present on April 17th and in the vicinity of the suspect vehicle that traveled through the campus at a high rate of speed in the wrong direction of a one-way portion of the road in front of the school. Charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety are being sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. On Thursday morning, April 23rd, Tasha Sittig appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court via Zoom from the Richland County Jail, where she was still being held on the cash bond ordered in Richland County. A $500 cash bond was also ordered in Vernon County. 3 special conditions of bond are: she may not come within 500 yards of Kickapoo Area Schools, she may not possess or consume any controlled substances unless prescribed by a physician, and she shall comply with random drug testing by law enforcement upon reasonable suspicion of recent drug use or possession. Sittig is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court on May 7th at 8:30 and Richland County Circuit Court on the same day at 1 for initial appearances. In Madison, officials are ready for Saturday's Mifflin Street Block Party. Madison Police Central District Captain Mike Hansen said at a Thursday press conference that while the event generally starts out very jovial, the concern is the day goes on, the alcohol consumption grows. The annual event draws thousands to the downtown area near the UW campus for a day of excessive drinking and the problems that accompany that. 2 years ago, several people were injured when a crowded porch collapsed. This is the 55th year of the block party. Hansen said that Madison PD works with the Dane County Sheriff's Office, UW Police, the Madison Fire Department, and other city departments to try and keep everyone safe. Give the gift of life at an American Red Cross blood drive, which is being held today from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point, and Monday 1 until 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Book a time to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
A high temperature of 60 today. It could get a little blustery. Southeast winds 15 to 25. Rain developing by midday, according to the forecast. And occasional showers and thunderstorms for tonight. A low of 51. 76 tomorrow. And then as some cool air moves in, there could be some isolated heavier thunderstorms early tomorrow evening. After the midnight reading of 49 and a low of 43, we're starting to get a little bit of a glimpse of the sun at this hour, and it is 44 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Sports Time, sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at a busy sports schedule from yesterday. The Brewers even the series with a win, and the Packers take a tackle. When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on active wear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's Clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to active wear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
In high school softball yesterday, Riverdale held off Southwestern 9-8 in a game heard on WRCO. The Chieftains never trailed and were up 7-0 before the Wildcats made a comeback that got them within one after a three-run top of the seventh. Macy McKay was the winning pitcher. She struck out 8 of the first 9 batters she faced, finished with a total of 13 in the game. The Wildcats had 5 hits. McKay was 4-for-4 at the plate and a double and 3 RBIs. Jocelyn Adams was 3-for-5 with 2 doubles and 2 RBI. Also, Aubrey Williamson was 2-for-4 with an RBI, and Kennedy Cooey had an RBI double. Riverdale with the victory prepares for a makeup game with Fenimore later today, scheduled now for 4 o'clock this afternoon. Elsewhere, it was a win for Ithaca over Lafarge, 6-1 and 15-1. Olivia Young was the winning pitcher in Game 1 for the Bulldogs. Also, Ariana Lewis pitched 5 innings in the second for the victory leading the Bulldogs. Kickapoo, a 6-4 victory over DeSoto and 10-4 in the nightcap. Also in softball, Highland 5-1 over Judah Albany, and Hillsborough beat Bangor 5-2. Also a win for Oneiwoc Center over New Lisbon 10-7. Prairie du Chien 14 and Dodgeville 3. Also Azeka Steuben took 2 from North Crawford 15-0 and 18-0. In baseball yesterday, Richland Center got the win against Dodgeville 8-3. Lane Miller was 2-for-2 with a single and also hit by a pitch and 2 intentional walks. Also on base a total of 5 times. Brady Dodge scored twice for the Hornets and leading the way. Also yesterday in the Ridge and Valley Conference, Weston 9-1 over Seneca. Garrett Jennings got the win on the hill, going 5 2/3, allowing a run on 4 hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Trevor Westfall closed the game, and Garrett Granger was 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs, as was Isaac Jennings last night. And Garrett Jennings 2-for-4, Colton Newman 2-for-3, leading the Silver Eagles to the victory. Also last night, it was Sammy Clary with a big night for the Bulldogs. They took 2 from Lafarge, 8-0 and 11-4. Clary worked just over 8 innings in the games last night, and also at the plate had a home run and a total of 7 RBIs in the 2 games. Also last night, it was Wazika Subban 10-0 over North Crawford and 18-12 in the nightcap. Viroqua 9-3 over Black River Falls. It was a win for Riverdale over Highland. That score was 5-2 as the Chieftains got away with a win last night in a very good game. Chase Chitwood, Andre Tainer would come on to escape a bases-loaded jam in the 7th to nail down the win. Chase went 6 2/3. Also, Carson Kenyon would go 3-for-4 in the game with a big-time catch to end the game. Emmett Drone 2-for-4 with 3 RBI, and Chase and Andre would also collect 2 hits in the game as the Chieftains improve to 6-4. They have a game scheduled later today with Iowa Grant that's been moved now to a 4 o'clock start time for that one. In high school golf yesterday at Dodge Point, Platteville won the event, going with a 173 as a team. River Valley was second at 180, led by Gavin Davidson's 41. Richland Center with a 180. 83. Roman Johnson and Connor Hying each fired 44s on the day. High school soccer, Wisconsin Heights Barneveld over Richland Center, 8-0. Platteville Lancaster 3-2 over Reedsburg. The Hornets soccer game with Lacrosse Logan will not be held tonight. It's been moved to coming up this weekend. And not tonight. It'll be played on actually Monday, the 29th. In track action last night, that was held at Royal, the Gerard Bruner Invitational at Royal High School. For Ithaca Weston, Kaylee Peterson first in the 400, and Tristan Peterson in the 300 hurdles, and also in the long jump. Clayton Lee had a big day for the Ithaca Weston boys, with a personal best 447.89, taking first in the 1600, and first place in the 3200 with a 10.32.12. Not only a personal record, but a new Ithaca school record, previously held by Josh Clary back in 1991. Also, in baseball news from yesterday, Gary Sanchez gave the Brewers a 7-5 win and a split of the 4-game series at Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Milwaukee earned the win despite an off game by ace Freddie Peralta. The Brewers start the weekend with a game against the Yankees. Colin Ray will be on the hill. Instead of getting one star back in the lineup, the Bucks could be missing both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton for tonight's playoff game. The series is tied at 1. Officials say Middleton was limping in the first quarter of Tuesday's game. He did not practice yesterday. He has an apparent ankle injury. The Packers took Arizona offensive tackle Jordan Morgan with the 25th overall pick in the first round last night. At 6'5" and 325 pounds, Morgan allowed only 2 sacks during his senior year while playing 787 passing snaps. He talked about coming to the Packers, a place where one of his heroes, David Bakhtiari, has played.
Feels so great. I mean, I've been watching David Bakhtiari, following him and studying his play, so I mean, it feels like such an honor to be able to go to Green Bay and play.
The draft was an interesting one and a big year for quarterbacks. The Bears picked USC quarterback Caleb Williams to open the draft, the first of six quarterbacks in that top 12. The Commanders selected Jaden Daniels with the number 2 overall pick, the first pick since parting ways with Bill Belichick. The Patriots picked quarterback Drake May at number 3 overall. And former Badger point guard Chucky Hepburn is reportedly transferring to Louisville. Hepburn started 103 games the last 3 years for Wisconsin. That is an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
100.9 WRCO.
Since she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running, it's just a matter of time. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. She'll take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girl's ever known. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, watch 'em roll now.
shirt to a crawfish bowl. Stonewash jeans while you're changing the old. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid's ex, you accidentally bring him to the wedding. What? If you pour yourself a murder load of go, you dip your fries and you catch up on a bumpy road. You spill the beans to your mama's sister, got knocked up in a truck at the 7-Eleven. Don't sweat it. With your boss at the coffee machine, you drunk dialed your ex-husband, don't remember a thing. Had a fancy dinner at your mother-in-law's. Bill A1 sauce on her tablecloth. Don't sweat it, tie stick will get it. She let it line dry. All the mistakes, all the wild streams. That's why the good Lord made bleach.
Miranda Lambert, it all comes out in the wash. Yeah, that's the thing. So June's been watching grandbabies this week and living the life of luxury. And, you know, but she'll be coming home. And the scary thing is that Squirt and I have to get the house cleaned up. And that's a challenge sometimes. And one of our astute listeners said that Squirt and I should put sponges on our feet. Of course, he'd have four of them. You know, we could clean the floor faster. But we'll have to work on that because we'll hear about it if the house is just really all messed up. And I haven't been there that much. I've been kind of busy. And the nice thing with Squirt is he is pretty good about cleaning up after me, you know, when I slop food all over the floor.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether
whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Highs near 60 today. Southeast winds 15 to 25. It'll be a good day. If somebody tells you to go fly a kite, you probably can today. So good luck. Right now, winds around 5. And we're at 46, up 3 from the overnight low.
Hey, baby, won't you take my hand and make me a happy man? I ain't rich, but I found my fortune in two jobs on a nighttime shift. I'm still left with an empty fist, but my heart is full and my love is true. We can still get married in the style of our friends and family. Gather all of them to celebrate while we slip out quietly. Wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon, just me and you. Hometown honeymoon, out of church and up to your room. We'll have a hold-down afternoon, dancing to the rhythm of a love. We can sing and laugh out loud. Lifestyles of the poor but proud. Cuddle up on the porch and enjoy the view. We can't afford Niagara Falls, but there's a fountain by the old town hall. We'll make a wish by the light of the lover's moon. I'll get my grandma's wedding ring and my brother's Chevrolet. We can stay at your mama's house. We don't have to go away. That's all we need.